Attend, and you shall hear new news from Yorkshire of a letter that was sent up in rhyme, wherein they plainly show 7 tailors overthrow, and this was in cucumber time. Attend, and you shall hear new news from Yorkshire of a letter that was sent up in rhyme, wherein they plainly show 7 tailors overthrow, and this was in cucumber time. These tailors they agreed, and a wench it seems they feed, that they might have a finger in the pie. Their words they were so wild, they got a wench with child, and believe me, it is no lie. Then the tailors and their miss went before the justice, and all along the streets as they went. Then the people they did jeer, and the tailors stunk for fear, oh, there was a most horrid scent. Oh, but when they did come near before the justice to appear, their hearts they began for to fail, with many cruel fears hanging down their ears, like a dog that has burnt his tail. The wench she made it out that each tailor had about, but yet could not certainly say whether William, Tom, or Dick, or who might do the trick, so the child to them all she did lay. The justice to them said, "You have wronged this poor maid, therefore then without any fail, you must bring to me some good security, or else you must all to a jail. Good sir, hear us what we say, we work for a groat a day, and like your worship we can earn no more. Though we have done amiss, I pray excuse us this, for we never did the like before. That's neither here nor there, for the child you shall take care, and also the woman too, indeed." They sent and got a friend, and soon did make an end, the tailors with the wench they agreed. As we do understand, each tailor set his hand to give each man his penny a day. And thus among them all, their charges was but small, they went most contentedly away. But when they did come home, their wives did fret and foam, for it seems they had heard of the thing. Their tongues they did not spare, but like thunder in the air, they did make the whole town for to ring. Their wives did puff and snuff, they did both kick and cuff, that the tailor's was almost undone. Then all about the town, they did kick them up and down, the poor tailors knew not where to run. Then to their wives they bowed, and solemnly they vowed, if they would their fury refrain, then they would spend their lives in pleasing of their wives, and would never do the like again. Thus by this sad disaster, their wives became their masters, which makes the poor tailors now to mourn. For as we understand, their wives they bear command, now they dare not say their souls their own. This letter it was sent with an honest good intent to all the poor tailors far and near, that they might mend their lives and prove honest to their wives, lest the like of this fall to their share.